This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
702, welcome back in. It's the Morning Chip. Sports Radio 929 The Game. This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We will have every spouse from the morning shift on an 8 o'clock hour. Yes, I am terrified. No, I'm just kidding. My wife and Bo's wife will play Fair or Foul today, hosted by Allie Mack at 8 o'clock. That's not at 7:40. It'll be at 8 o'clock today. I had to clear it out when the wife got done with the kid drop-off. You know what I mean? She's like, I don't think I can do 7:40. It's in the middle of a dumpster fire, a whirlwind, if you will, as she drops the kids off at daycare. But she'll join us at 8 o'clock, as will Miss Amy Morgan, to do a little Fair or Foul. Then Grant McCauley will come on at 8:40, and we will just open up a can on the McCauley household and get a lot of answers about a lot of things, including those Atlanta Braves.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something.
Spencer Strider.
I don't make threats. But
but here comes one.
But if I get sabotaged in an 8 o'clock segment, all hell's going to break loose at 8:40.
This is so crazy. I didn't even put this together that like all the spouses are going to be on during the 8 o'clock hour. And really, there could be revenge as soon as I ask these questions.
Yeah. I'm going to be like Wyatt Earp and Tombstone.
That's what I said.
You tell them I'm coming.
Yeah, I told her this morning. I said, look, I'm just going to tell you, it's not as much fun when the rabbit's got the gun. Okay.
Yeah.
What goes around comes around in this world. And sometimes just 20 minutes later, you know what I mean? So karma is a real thing in radio, but that'll be so much fun today. The three rookies that are not first rounders for the Atlanta Falcons. We talked yesterday. Atlanta Falcons rookie minicamp opens this weekend. And part of that yesterday was those three guys. And I'm talking about Billy Moman, Xavier Watts, and Jack Nelson joining Dukes and Bell yesterday. Now, there's a lot of this to get through. And they all did a really nice job being on the phone with Dukes and Bell, chopping it up, having a lot of fun, kind of telling draft stories. I got to tell you guys, and I think the one guy that's not talked about, and for good reason, we all know when it comes to seventh-round draft picks, you hope they can develop into something. But, you know, it's kind of a toss-up whether or not you'll actually see these guys on the field. Jack Nelson, the offensive tackle out of Wisconsin, was taken in the seventh round. There is a lot of upside. I'm going to tell you, and he already knows what the upside is, so we'll get to that in just 1 second. But I do want to play this cut. And basically, Carl and Mike yesterday, just like, hey, man, you know, we have one thought when it comes to Wisconsin offensive linemen. Is that true for you? And, you know, is that run for your family?
Yeah. You know, I played at Wisconsin with my younger brother. He's on the team there still. My dad played at Wisconsin. All of them played O-line. And, you know, football just kind of runs real deep. I got three younger brothers. They all play football. And so to kind of be here is a dream come true.
I am just, guys, I'm just picturing this family. So I have a sister, but I'm just picturing just a household full of offensive linemen, just wrestling matches. You can't find enough pizzas for this group.
Yeah, how expensive is their grocery bill?
Right, just outrageous. I love to hear from, he's like, my dad played offensive line. You know, I love hearing from this guy, man, because he just, to me, he's just like, yes, dude, I want that as a guy. Now, I played with a couple of Wisconsin offensive linemen. I don't think they really fit the bill. Peter Kahns was here, Gabe Creamy. I know that Gabe did. Peter Kahn's to a lesser extent. Actually, I think Peter Kahn's a lawyer now, so that kind of lines up. But nonetheless, man, I think it's interesting, Bo, to kind of hear that from Jack Nelson.
I'm like the only person in the world. Well, that I'm the only person that one of the few people that could have got that Peter Kahn's joke.
Yeah,
right there. Unless they played with you. Do you, as an offensive lineman or a guy that played the position, Allie and I were talking. Allie and her rookie report was like, radio people have these tendencies, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about white noise. As an offensive lineman, Mike, when you hear a guy sound like an offensive lineman, does it just like make your hair stand up on your arm? Like
you're like, yeah, man,
because you know they got a real one.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that because we're gonna I want to talk about this at length for the next couple of minutes. And in order to get there, I'm gonna get Garrett to play this because I got to tell you, I almost stood up out of my chair earlier when I heard this cut. And this is about Jack Nelson and what exactly he brings to this offense.
I would agree with that. I think I'm pretty good on the backside of zone stuff, especially cutting off on those backside plays. I think my quickness and my lateral agility really helps me out there.
Woo!
So I would definitely have to agree with that. I'm really excited for this offense.
I mean, dude, you know me. Yes. Wham. You know me. That guy's a part of the mafia because he understands what this offense is. He understands what his role is. He understands how he can make this team. Lateral agility, cutting off on the backside of these wide zone schemes. And I've told you this. You have been in this conversation as I've talked to Jake Matthews about this. This offense can be so friendly to offensive linemen to the point where we draft a guy in the seventh round and you can make something out of these guys. And I'm not saying that Jack Nelson at any point in his career will be a starter or even a guy that gets in the game for the Atlanta Falcons. That's too much of a leap right now leading into minicamp. But to hear him say that he understands that role and what exactly he can bring to the table and why the Atlanta Falcons might have drafted him, Bo, it brought a tear to my eye. I welled up a little bit.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I was like, this guy gets it, man.
Yeah, and I think they can move him inside too a little bit, right? I think he's a guy that could move if they needed, but he's a swing guy the way they drafted him, and the fact that he already knows that this is perfect for him.
Yes.
And it's like one of those things where when you hear about a situation that you're about to have in your professional life, and it's you're like, I don't know if it's a fit. Your mindset's completely different when you know, man, this is perfect. If I go in here and work my butt off and make this right, I could play for, this could have me in the league for 7 to 8 years.
Yeah.
10 years. And look, when you're a seventh round draft pick, a 7 year career is a dream.
Oh, it's a home run. There's no doubt about it. It's a home run.
And I know we were just talking, but when I hear you get, and I know we have been a little bit, we've had some bugaboos here with some Wisconsin guys on the line. But when I hear Wisconsin offensive linemen,
mm-hmm.
I think run the football powerhouse.
Baller.
Yeah, Mahler.
Yeah. They've had Wisconsin in here recently, you know, because Bama played them last year. They were in the midst of an identity crisis. It was like a, you know, what do they used to call it, the fun and gun or whatever? It was, this is the run and gun. Like, they just went to spread, yeah, and then they just ran it with five offensive linemen, which should in theory work out, but it didn't really. I don't think they had the players to quite get it done, but I'm with you, man. This is one of those things where you look at it and you just think Wisconsin guy, you think Mahler. I don't know that physically he can be an interior guy. He's a little bit taller. I was a tall interior guy when I played interior. He's taller than I am, I believe. But I think he's a guy that just kind of fits what they're willing to do with him. And I love the fact that you can hear it come out of his mouth that he's like, dude, I know what they need from me. I'm like, dude, I'm so stoked. And Allie, I'm sad that your rookie report already passed, because you're going to learn from me. And I've said this a number of times. I didn't play offensive line. I don't think guys play offensive line. I think you just are an offensive lineman, mm-hmm, just by nature. Like, it's just one of those things. You don't just do that.
Since it's pretty much just instilled in you then, what would be your advice today so that he could make the team in the future?
I would tell him as a seventh-round draft pick. It's a great question. I would tell him as a seventh-round draft pick and a guy that understands that to get really, really good at one thing. I think that a lot of times when you are a rookie and you come in these situations, you tend to focus on your weaknesses. Mm-hmm. Like, you want to make your weaknesses better. And as a first-round pick or a second-round pick, I think there's a lot to that. Like, I don't want to have this glaring weakness. When you're a seventh-round guy, you're not really vying at this point for a starting position, or at least we don't think so, right? I would tell him to focus on backside cutoffs. I would tell him to focus on pass pro or whatever it is that he thinks is his strength, and I would focus in on that. And I would, because you know that if you have to go in a pinch and you're a swing tackle or whatever, that offensive coordinator can look and go, well, we know that Jack Nelson's in. I know he can cut off the backside. I know we can rely on him for that, so let's lean into that. And you know, worry less about the things that you're not as strong at. I think that's what I would tell most seventh-rounders, specifically on the offensive line.
I mean, you know, I would remind them of guys like Ryan Schrader.
Great call.
Hey, that's a great call. Wasn't a seventh-round guy. He was an undrafted guy. And I always say that because you don't – Mike, forgive me a little bit, but you don't know whose injury you are away from having a spot, and then whose free agency signing you are away from competing for a spot, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Ryan Schrader, I don't know. I don't want to get my years wrong, but Ryan Schrader's around the time where you were supposed to have the job.
You're spot on. As a matter of fact, I don't even think I've ever told you this story, but I'm about to do it right now. So I got hurt my final play as a football player ever. I was playing tight end. This is the training camp. I think we were playing the Titans in a preseason game 2014. It was my last play ever. I was in as a tight end, and my backup in theory at that tight end spot was a guy way down the depth chart named Ryan Schrader. And I got hurt, and the tight end, it was like a package. Like, you know, it wasn't like you always stay on the field as an offensive lineman. You had a jumbo package where you'd go in. So I knew that I was probably coming off. Like, the package was called. I laid a block. I was going to come off the field. I didn't want to lay down on the field, so I limped off the field, which is never a good thing, and I get mad at myself to this day. But they called jumbo again as I'm limping off, and I'm like, I can't go. And I look up, and Mike Tice grabs Ryan Schrader, and he's like, you got to go play tight end. And that was the last play I ever played. And before you know it, Ryan Schrader is starting at offensive tackle. And then ended up having a good career and, you know, made a lot of money and does his thing. And it was a good player for the Atlanta Falcons for a number of years in that Super Bowl run. So it just happens. You can snap your fingers, and it's like, dude, your time is now. You've got to go. And Ryan Schrader was one of those guys. And to my point earlier, Jack Nelson can be if he focuses on all the right things. So it's a great call by you, Bo.
Yeah, I totally agree. And unfortunately, I remember I was there, and so it's why. And I don't ever like talking about it because it's – I know for me personally, if I was in your – I mean, I would be able to talk about it, but, you know, that's always just a tough spot.
Yeah.
And, I, you know, the other guy that and Mr. Yo was tweeting to me, and I've been wanting to ask you, me and you, to talk about this guy, and I don't want to change away from Jack Nelson, but there's a guy that was undrafted, since we're talking about undrafted guys at Oregon State, in Joshua Gray.
Yeah.
And you talk about taller guys, he's 6'5", 300. So he's I've watched some stuff on him, and I've read some stuff. I'm telling you guys, I might be crazy, but I actually think they're going to try to cross-train this guy at center.
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it. There are opportunities, I think, on the interior – And it's not that, you know, some of those guys haven't been good. I think we've you know, obviously we think a lot of Storm Norton. I do. I think Storm Norton plugged in very well, you know, the last couple of years. But there are opportunities there for you to upgrade a little bit if a guy can step up to the plate. There always will be when you talk about the seventh and eighth pieces on an offensive line, right? And you don't know what you have in Javon Gwynn moving forward. You know, it's one of those things. Matthew Hennessy's been in and out the last couple of years and has provided a little bit of depth at center. You don't know what's going on there. So we'll see what happens on that offensive line. Boy, I love to. It's 7:15. We were talking about offensive line play, baby. 7:15 in May. Let's give ourselves a round of applause. Woo! Talking a little bit of offensive line play. 7:15 in May.
Yeah, okay.
I love it,
okay.
Man. I love it. No, but to your point, I agree with it. I agree.
It's important, though. And, you know, it's not sexy to talk about, to think about, to draft, to hear a signing or any of that stuff for the fan base and for the hype, but it is – you don't win Super Bowls, you don't win division titles without trench play. And I mean, average was probably not going to get you there either.
Yeah. We're going to roll on here on the morning shift. We come back, we're going to get to a cut from Billy Bowman, who obviously played safety at Oklahoma. Expect a little bit different role from him. We're also going to go in the huddle. Yesterday, Garrett, on our conference call, asked a question out loud about a guy possibly coming to Atlanta. And without skipping a beat, Bo and I both said, no, it's not happening. You'll hear that question on the other side of the break. Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
On my podcast, Aspire With Em Agreed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire With Em Agreed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.